Okay, this is InterCity Press's podcast for today, Wednesday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, 2021. Here in the Southern District of New York Courthouse, we've covered well over 10 cases, but we're going to focus on two because they make something of a trend or an issue. Yesterday, SDNY Chief Judge Laura Taylor Swain was sentencing a defendant named Mr. Alvarez. Mr. Alvarez had been a construction union worker for $41 an hour, but got involved in some cocaine trade. Carlos Alvarez is his full name. And when it came time to sentence him, an argument was made that he had not, at least at that time, been vaccinated. And so it was argued that his defense lawyer's argument that he should get a lesser jail sentence for having spent time incarcerated under the pandemic should be rejected because he hadn't taken steps to mitigate the danger by getting vaccinated. In fact, it emerged that he's now agreed to be vaccinated, and he got the five-year mandatory minimum. Jump cut to today. Today, just this afternoon, May 5th, Judge Fela considered the case of a Mr. Taylor. Now, I covered his case back in April 2020 when he was released or allowed to be out on bond because of COVID. And today, he came to court in person, 618 of 40 Foley Square, and pled guilty to a lesser-included offense, fentanyl-related. And immediately the government said he should be remanded pending sentencing, which will take place on September 15th. There is a presumption of remand in these cases. And the government said that COVID is no longer an extraordinary circumstance to override that presumption. Judge Fela took a little time and then said, no, it still is, or it's a flexible standard, and she can still keep him out under that standard because many people in the MCC, the Metropolitan Correctional Center, are not vaccinated. But it struck me that it's kind of, at least from the prosecutor's point of view, it's definitely a damned if you do, damned if you do situation. Those not vaccinated are said not to have mitigated their danger, therefore no benefit should be given to them. It shouldn't be considered that COVID is ongoing. And if you do get vaccinated, then you have no extraordinary circumstances. So what's the message? What's the message? Anyway, we'll continue to drill into that. What I can tell you is that as we drill at the United Nations, there's no responses at all, just pure corruption. A secretary general out of control to conceal his links to a Chinese bribery firm, China Energy Fund Committee, convicted here in the Southern District of New York, Patrick Ho, jailed for paying bribes inside the United Nations and in Chad and in Uganda. Guterres is connected. CEFC tried to buy the oil company of Gulbenkian that paid Guterres cold card cash money that he neglected to disclose on his financial forms. So, being a journalist, I asked about it. Next thing I knew, physically roughed up, banned 1,038 days. The UN is corrupt as many of the dictators around the world, and with zero accountability. So we're going to continue to beat the drum. We're trying to challenge it legally. We're going to hope to have more on that shortly. But we've also put in a request for a debate before Big Tony steals five more years of corruption and failure. For now, Volkan Bozkir, the president of the General Assembly, says there's only one candidate. There's seven opponents, prospective candidates, including InterCity Press. But there's only one candidate, and that candidate's name is Big Fat Tony Guterres, the most corrupt international figure yet. So there you have it. Two issues. Two themes, two beats, to be continued. The 2-minute drill, in this case, the 4-minute drill, InterCity Press, Matthew Lesser-Rulli, to be continued.